إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in one hadith, he mentioned the attributes of munafiqeen, of hypocrites, and he mentioned three things. He said they are not true to their word. They break promises. They say they will do something, they won't do it. And second one is they violate trust. So if something is entrusted to them, then they violate their trust. And the third thing is that when they get angry, they are abusive. They use foul language. They scream, they shout. I want to remind myself and you that the purpose of all these reminders and the purpose of the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where he explained the awsaf, the sifat, the attributes, the qualities of people, whether they are good or bad, the purpose is to judge ourselves on that basis and see whether those qualities are in us. And if those qualities are good, then alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us istiqamat in that. But if those qualities are qualities of bad people, qualities of people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to punish, then it is extremely important to ensure that we get rid of these things as quickly as possible. Now, as far as being abusive is concerned, I don't think I need to elaborate that, and I don't think I need to explain that. That is quite clear. Usually, a foul tongue is the result of lack of upbringing. Some people are brought up, some people are dragged up, and it's a consequence of probably in childhood and so on. You know, in schools particularly, children, they think it is a sign of growing up, a sign of manhood to use foul language. Using foul language is a sign of lack of upbringing. It's a sign of lack of manners. It's a sign that you are trash. And just because you wear nice clothes, because you have some money, or you drive in a nice car, it doesn't change anything. Trash is trash. Even when it is gift wrapped in nice paper, it's still trash. So if you want to change the trash, you have to change that language. And the best way for a Muslim to stop himself from cursing and using bad language is to remember that the same tongue is used to recite the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah and elsewhere. Then how can you allow that same tongue on the one hand to recite the kalam of Allah jalla jalalu and on the other hand to use foul language and filthy language? This is an absolute paradox and very horrible thing. So it's very important to get rid of this habit. So, but that I don't think requires elaboration. But the other one which really requires emphasis is this issue of breaking promises, is the issue of violating trust. And the reason I'm saying elaborate is because it is my good belief, my husne zan about my brothers, that those who do not do it deliberately. They do it because they simply don't give it importance. They don't realize how critical it is. It's like not wearing a helmet when you are riding a bike. The person who is not wearing a helmet when he is riding a bike is not making the intention that I am going now, I don't want to come back home. I want to die on the street somewhere. He is not making that intention. But he is careless, he just gets onto the bike, he drives. And may Allah protect them even though, despite their actions. But when something happens, then you wake up. Figuratively speaking, because you don't wake up, you become unconscious. So then I should have worn a helmet, I should have worn a seatbelt. Safety is a critical element. So people do that unknowingly, unthinkingly. Now let me explain, what is this whole issue of breaking a promise? Breaking a promise is not something related or restricted only to some great big promise that you made or some agreement that you wrote on stamp paper or something you went before a judge or a lawyer. Breaking a promise is to say something, is to say that you will do something and not do it. Now, there are three things to do. First and foremost, a promise has to start somewhere. And that starting is that you accept that you will do something. So, if we say, okay, we will meet tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Yeah, there is actually a hadith of this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had this agreement or whatever. A man told him, I will meet you at such and such a place at this time. So, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the place. He waited for him. Maybe for an hour or more, no sign of the man. He went back. Next day, he went again at the same time to the same place. Still no time, no sign of the man. Third day also, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went. And the third day, the man came. Because he had forgotten, he went. Now, so therefore, there are three steps to this. First and foremost is, we accept we will do something. So, if somebody says, can you please do this? You say, yes, I will do it. So, my suggestion is, first and foremost, think very carefully. That thing which you are agreeing to do, can you do it? If you can't do it, the best thing in the world is to say, sorry, I cannot do this. Right? Now, people get very, how can I say sorry? You cannot say sorry, but then you can agree to do something and then you don't do it. Now, which is worse? Much better to say, I'm sorry, I cannot do this. I'm busy, whatever it is, I can't do this. Much better to not accept that responsibility at all. So, first and foremost, think about that. If you agree to do something, then believe me, you have entered into a covenant, you have entered into a promise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the witness, and you will be called and asked before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about that. Allah did not say, I will call you only for the big ones which are written on stamp paper, no. So, first you accept it. Second thing is that you have a genuine intention of doing it, but for whatever reason, maybe you got delayed somewhere, you got involved in something else and so on and so forth. So, what must you do? Inform the person. I told you I will do this. I'm sorry, I'm not able to complete it at that time. I will do this by this time. And now, with all the gadgetry that we are surrounded with, this informing is the easiest thing in the world. All it needs is one SMS message, one WhatsApp message, one bahut badi musibat message, BBM message, or one email, or whatever, one phone call. It's so easy. So, inform. If you said you will do something, you can't do it, inform. Third one is to actually complete that work. Now, point is, what do? We accept responsibility and then we vanish. Then the person to whom you gave this covenant, he has to ask you, you said you will do something, what happened to that? Oh, yeah, this. I will do it now. Now, see the casualty in this. First and foremost, you are answerable to Allah. Number two, you have displayed a sign of the munafiqeen. You have displayed a sign of the hypocrites, which is that you gave your word, it has no value. And third is, you lose credibility with the people. In my life, I have discovered, and alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, I discovered this very, very early in my life, that the single most important asset for a person is credibility, is reliability. People must believe about you without question that if you say you will do something, that you will do it. This dependability, trustworthiness, and this is one of the qualities of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam himself, Sadiqul Amin, truthful and trustworthy. Truthful and reliable, truthful and credible. That is the single biggest quality. Abdurrahman ibn Auf radhiyallahu anhu came to Medina without any capital. He started a business and he became one of the wealthiest of the Sahaba in a period of less than 10 years. What was his capital? His tongue. His capital was his word. Abdurrahman ibn Auf was known as a highly, highly trustworthy person. So, even though he didn't have a cent in his pocket, when he went to somebody and said, please give me your goods, I will trade, the person gave him without question. He didn't worry, maybe he will steal. No. Who is this? Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Khalas. No problem. Take. His capital, literally, imagine this. His capital was his word, was his tongue. Those of you, I don't know how many of you used to read Wild West, you know, the Western comics and so on in your growing up days. I used to read quite a lot when I was in school. One of the biggest things in all these Western cowboy movies and cowboy comics was the fact that if somebody called you a liar, it was a killing offense. If someone said you are a liar, then you better draw your gun, you better be able to shoot because the other guy is going to kill you. Huh? Why? Why? Think about that. Why? What is so, what's so great about you know, so terrible about being called a liar? In those days, most people couldn't read and write. So their word was the bond. They would do deals, cattle deals of thousands and thousands of dollars simply on their word. So if somebody called you a liar, and you did not react, you did not respond, you kept quiet, it means you are accepting the fact that you are a liar, which means that your standing as a man is gone, finished. Nobody will touch you after that, nobody will do business with you after that, because somebody called you a liar and you accept it. So if somebody called you a liar, I have to kill you. Simple as that. Now it might be a good idea today, but I'm just saying that lying was considered to be absolutely, you can do anything else, but you can't be a liar. When I used to work in the US and in Guyana for that matter, a couple of times because I started working in India and then I went there. So in India, the biggest thing people will tell you, please follow up. Huh? This is a follow up. First time I tried to follow up, the person told me, why are you asking me? You told me to do something, I will do it. So I scratched my head. I said, I told you to do something and you will actually do it. I don't have to follow up. The man actually got insulted. He said, excuse me, sorry, I don't like this. Huh? I don't like this. What do you mean? Why are you asking me? There is no need. You told me to do something. I said I will do it. I will do it. Why are you asking me? You wait until that time. When I used to work in America, if you try to follow up something with people, people would get insulted. Why? Because they are people of honor. If they give a word, that word has some meaning. You know our situation here. And you know our situation as Muslims. May Allah forgive us. Anywhere. Even if you follow up, what happens? If you follow up, you get some cock and bull story. You get this whole long tale. So first of all, you don't do my work. And secondly, I have to now listen to this nonsense. This happened, that happened. Who cares what happens? If you agree to do something, you do it. Otherwise, it's your responsibility. Onus is on you. You tell the person why you can't do it or what the delay is. And if you don't do either of these things, then you are a liar before Allah. And you are a hypocrite before Allah. I don't know if I can put it more strongly, but that is the reality. That is the reality. And you have lost all credibility. You have lost all trust. You are not a man anymore. Your tongue, your word is worth nothing. Seriously. And that applies to everything. Everything. If it's a piece of stick, whatever it was, not a matter of big and small, no. It's a matter of your word. Being a man of your word. And again, that's not a gender statement, applies also to women. Being a man of your word is part of being a man. It's part of being an honorable person, man or woman. If you give your word, we honor our word. This is what we as Muslims are supposed to do. What we actually do, you know and I know. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live according to the great sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to practice his beautiful qualities and to try to bring them within ourselves and not to fall into the trap where on the day of judgment, may Allah protect us from that we are clubbed with the munafiqeen, we are clubbed with the hypocrites. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.